I know a good way to show other people that I'm a Christian. I should love them like Jesus does.
That's a great way to show that Jesus lives in you. Can you think of some other ways? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're having a good day too. As always, my name is Zach. Back in the Middle Ages, many royal families had their own coat of arms. It was a unique picture, kind of like a logo. If you were a servant or a soldier for that family, you might have their coat of arms on your uniform, showing whose household you belong to. In the Gospel of John, Jesus gave all his followers God's own coat of arms, so to speak. Here's what he says in chapter 13. As I have loved you, so you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Now, let's listen to our story. It's entitled, When the Flag Flies. Grayson settled down to listen as his Sunday school teacher began to speak. I read an article this week about traditions in England, said Mr. Jensen. It mentioned several castles that are available to the king to live in. Sometimes he stays in one and sometimes in another. Whenever he's in one of his homes, his flag flies over that roof. It lets his subjects know their king is inside. Mr. Jensen paused as he looked at the class. You know, for those of us who are Christians, the King of Kings lives within us. What are some things we could use as a flag? Things that would show that we have Jesus in our lives? Josh raised his hand. We could let others know we go to church, he suggested when the teacher called on him. Good, Mr. Jensen smiled. Of course, just because someone goes to church doesn't mean they're a Christian. But for those of you who are, it gives a testimony, sort of like you're flying Christ's flag for others to see. Let your friends know you go to church because you want to learn more about Jesus. Who else can suggest something to use as a flag? We should obey our parents, Grayson said. Mr. Jensen nodded. And why should you obey them? Because God tells us to, replied Grayson. In other words, said Mr. Jensen, we should obey God, right? We should do what he says, and we should do what he says, and how do we know what that is? It tells us in the Bible, said Emery. That's where the Ten Commandments are found. Yes, and they're very important, said Mr. Jensen, holding up his Bible. But the Bible contains many other commandments as well. In fact, our lesson today talks about a new commandment Jesus gave his disciples, including us. Perhaps it's the best flag we could show others. It's the one Jesus says will show that we belong to him. He commands us to love others the way he loves us. Jesus loves us so much that he died on the cross so we could be saved and have his love in our hearts. When we love others, it shows them that Jesus is our King and that his Spirit lives in us. So, how about you? Are you flying a flag that shows others you're a Christian? Jesus tells us that the most important flag of all is love. He commands us to love others as he loves us. That's a lot of love. So if you know Jesus, he's given you the ability to love others the way he does. But when you treat others with love, you're flying his flag and showing others that he lives in your heart. Our key verse today is found in the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verse 34.
A new command I give you, love one another. As I have loved you, so you must love one another.
And our key thought for today, love one another. Lent is a time to focus our hearts on Jesus and those around us. Join Keys for Kids this year as we pray for kids, teens, and families with the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge. Ask God for his help as we spread the gospel around the world. Join the 40 Days of Prayer Challenge at keysforkids.org/40days. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.